لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of Silsila Self-Reformation. There are many benefits of reciting Durood-e Pak. Our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاتًا Meaning that he who recites Salat, meaning Durood upon me the most, will be closest to me on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In short, if you want to understand, recitation of Durood-e Pak, it is a means of attaining closeness to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in this dunya and akhirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to recite Durood-e Pak in abundance. Ameen bijahin nabiyyin ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hopefully, you've made some good intentions before watching this silsila. Let's make some additional good intentions. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the intention of a mu'min is better than his action. Let's make some good intention that I will listen to the bayan attentively. Whenever I will hear, sallu ala al-habib, uskurullah, tubu ilallah, I will reply with the intention of gaining thawab, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Sayyiduna Zayd bin Sa'na, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, before he embraced Islam, was a scholar of Torah, and once he bought dates from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There were still a few days left to deliver the dates to him when he, in front of a big crowd, began to demand his, in a very, very harsh manner, and he grabbed the shawl in the lower part of the kameez of the shirt of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam while looking at him with anger. Looking at this entire situation, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the second khalifa of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu looked at him with rage and said, O enemy of Allah, how dare you disrespect the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? By Allah, if the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was not present at this moment, I would have separated your head from your shoulder with my sword. Listening to this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, O Umar, what are you saying? Instead, you should have made my mindset to pay off the loan and convince him to ask for the loan politely. This way, you would have helped us both. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then ordered, O Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, give him the dates rightfully and then give him some extra. When Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu gave him the dates rightfully required, Sayyidina Zayd bin Sa'ana asked, O Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, why are you giving me more dates than I deserve? He replied, because I had looked at you with anger and scared you. That is why the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told me to give you extra dates in order to please you. Listening to this, Zayd bin Sa'ana asked, O Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, do you know who I am? I am Zayd bin Sa'ana. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala then asked, are you that Zayd bin Sa'ana who is a great scholar of Torah? He replied, yes. Listening to this, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked, then why did you treat the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with disrespect? Zayd bin Sa'ana radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, O Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the thing is that whatever signs I have read in Torah about the final Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I had seen all of them in his nature apart from two signs. Therefore, I had to test him with regards to the final two signs. First, that his politeness will always remain dominant, and second, when he is treated with ignorance and evilness, his politeness will increase even further. Therefore, in this way, I observe the final two signs and I bear witness that verily he is the true prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. O Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I am a very wealthy person and I make you witness that I have given half of my wealth as charity to the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He then came to the blessed court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, recited the kalima and entered the fold of Islam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, you've heard that the politeness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and how he would forgive those who would treat him with disrespect. This was the reason that such a big scholar of Torah was influenced by the blessed character of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and entered the fold of Islam after reciting kalima. Therefore, we must try to adopt this beautiful act of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, implement politeness, softness into our lives and make a habit to be polite, learn to forgive people's mistake and ensure we control our tongues no matter how angry someone makes us. This will be better for us in this life and the hereafter, inshallah azza wa jalla. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the importance of politeness can be found from the fact that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam towards Fir'aun to invite him towards iman, to invite him towards righteousness, to invite him towards faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam to speak with him with politeness. It is stated in part 16, Surah Taha, verse number 44. فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Translation from Kanzul Iman. So speak to him gently in the hope that he may reflect or have some fear. In the commentary of the blessed verse, it is stated in Tafsir al-Khazin, when you go to Fir'aun, invite him towards good with politeness. According to some of the commentators, rahimahumullah, the reason Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was ordered to speak with Fir'aun with politeness was because he looked after him during his childhood. Some commentators, rahimahumullah, have stated that here politeness means that you make promise to Fir'aun that if he accepts iman, he will stay young throughout his life. He will never reach old age. He will remain the king until he dies. He will continue to enjoy food, drink, and marriage until he dies. And after death, he will be granted heaven as well. When Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam made the above promises to Fir'aun, he was such impressed, but he would not make any decisions without getting advice from his minister, Haman. At that time, Haman was not present. That is why he could not come up with a decision. When Haman came, Fir'aun informed him of the promises, upon which Haman said, I thought you were a clever person, but what's this? You are, ma'adallah, you are a god, but you want to become a bondsman? You are worshipped, ma'adallah, but you want to become a worshipper? Upon hearing this, Fir'aun replied, you are right. Hence, he was deprived of faith. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it is written in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, from this verse we can see a glimpse of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, that he subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing a mercy to a rebel and a disobedient person. So if his mercy is so much to a disobedient person, then imagine the mercy he would show upon the obedient person. When this verse was recited in front of Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'adh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he began to cry and stated, O my Creator, this is your mercy towards that person who claimed to be a false god. Then what will be the extent of your mercy you show to that person who claims that only you are God? Subhanallah. One more thing that becomes very clear from the narration of Fir'aun and Haman and how he did not accept it, faith, because he accepted the advice from Haman, is that whenever you are seeking advice, you should seek an advice from a person who has divine fear. You should seek advice from a person who has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only those persons, seek an advice from those persons who will guide you towards the right path, who will guide you according to Sharia. It becomes very clear that if you're not guided by the right person, things could change dramatically in your life. You could be deprived of following Sharia. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to always ask the righteous person, always ask a person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for advice. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, whenever we are presented with the opportunity to invite people towards righteousness, we must do so with love, affection and politeness. By inviting towards righteousness in this matter, inshallah azza wa jal, our words will begin to have a positive effect, and the person we are inviting will listen to our words carefully and try to act upon it. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to the soft and the kind heart of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as his mercy. It is stated in chapter 4, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 159. Translation from Kanzul Iman. So what a great mercy it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O beloved, you became soft-hearted towards them. In this verse, the beautiful manners of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are being mentioned. Hence it is said, O beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon you so much that He has made you soft-hearted and one who is affectionate and compassionate. And He has created so much favor, grace, affection and blessings in your nature that on the day of the battle of Uhud, you did not express any form of anger, whereas you were faced with so many difficulties on that day. And if you were of a strict nature and had dealt with your people in harsh manner, then they would have stayed away from you. O beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, forgive their mistakes and pray for forgiveness for them so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them through your intercession. Dear viewers of Madani channel, just like gold is softened in order to make jewelry, metal is softened in order to make weapons, and clay becomes the reason of the field's greenery after getting soft, similarly, being polite according to the teachings of Islam is such a quality through which a person adopts the good qualities of mercy, affection, easiness, forgiveness, and tolerance. For persuasion, let's listen to the blessed saying of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In Muslim Sharif, it has been quoted that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, O Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rafiq and loves rifq, that is politeness. Because of politeness, He azza wa jal, meaning He Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grants such great things that He does not grant to a person who is harsh. Rather, He azza wa jal does not grant on anything else other than politeness. In Muslim Sharif, our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, whichever thing possesses politeness gets beautified, and from whatever thing this is taken out makes that thing ugly. In Mishkat al-Masabi, it has been quoted that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, a believer who creates easiness is polite. Just like a camel with a rein, when you pull it, it gets pulled, and when you make it sit on a cliff, it sits there. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you heard the importance of politeness and how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves politeness. Whichever thing has politeness in it, it becomes beautiful, whereas a person who's deprived of politeness, he remains angry, scolds people over little things, and disgraces and embarrasses people in front of everyone else. No matter how much worship that person carries out, how many tahajjud that person performs, how many tahajjud that person offers, he may fast all year round, no matter if he stands in worship and recites the Holy Quran the entire night, but if he is of strict nature and hurts the feelings of another Muslim for no reason, then on the day of judgment, he can be held accountable for these acts. Remember, while in the state of anger, hurting another Muslim and disgracing and embarrassing them in front of people is haram, and this act could lead to Jahannam. Nowadays in our society, making a joke of someone, disgracing him in front of people, criticizing him in abundance and laughing at him, what he says is not considered a bad act at all. The person being laughed at many times joins with the rest of the people and laughs with him. In this situation, the cursed devil satisfies everyone that he is also laughing with you, whereas this person inside is not happy at all. Rather, it could be that he's laughing so that he hides his shame within. His heart is probably breaking into bits and pieces. Therefore, we must refrain from such act, which could hurt another Muslim. And if someone speaks to us in a harsh manner, instead of being angry. Now, the first thing was, we should not make fun of others. And the second thing is, if someone is being harsh to us, we should not be angry instantly. We must be polite and try to rectify that person, try to reform that person, give him the mindset to be polite. Once, a pious person from Khurasan received an order in his dream to invite the people of Tatari towards Islam. At that time, Halaku's son Tagudar was the ruler. Hence, the pious person traveled to meet Tagudar. When he saw the pious person who had the beard according to Sunnah, he started making fun of him. He started joking with him and said, "Tell me, is the hair in your beard better or the hair of my dog's tail?" Although this question could have made him angry, the pious person, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, was an intelligent preacher. Hence, he answered with politeness. He said, "I'm also a dog of my master. If I can make him happy by being loyal, then I am better. Otherwise, your dog's tail is better." Because of the pious person, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, was a practicing preacher, who would stay away from backbiting, tale-telling, disclosing someone's fault, and talking bad and useless talks. He would always keep his tongue busy in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the sweet and polite words that came out of his tongue had a profound effect on the heart of Tagudar, like an arrow hitting its target. When he heard such beautiful words as an answer to his question, which was like a thorn of poison, he spoke very politely. He said, "You are my guest, please stay at my place." Therefore, the pious person, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, stayed at his place. Tagudar would come in the court of the pious person daily at night, and the pious person would always present invitation towards righteousness with affection. His individual effort had such a great effect on Tagudar, who was ready to wipe away the name of Islam. He became in love with Islam. Tagudar and the nation of Tatari accepted Islam at the hands of this pious person, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. His name was changed to Ahmad. History is witness that the sweet and polite words of one preacher, the whole Tatari government changed into an Islamic government. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you heard that our pious predecessors, rahimahullah, would not get angry upon hearing harsh and cruel words. Rather, with patience and tolerance, they demonstrated good character. This is the very reason that the words would have an impact on the person in front of them. Remember, a polite tongue costs nothing, but its benefits are immense, whereas there are many drawbacks of harsh tongue. Someone has beautifully said that a parrot eats chilies yet speaks sweet words, whereas human eats sweet yet speak harsh words. It is reality that a person gets angry when he hears anything against his temperament, but in this situation one must not act with emotion but with wisdom, in the form of patience, tolerance, softness, humbleness, politeness, as without this, there is no benefit. In earlier times of Dawat Islami, where the weekly ijtima used to take place in Gulzar-e-Habib Masjid, Gulistan-e-Shafi-Okarvi, in Karachi, once Amir al-Sunnat was on the way to attend the weekly ijtima with some Islamic brothers. He passed by a cinema while he was going towards his destination to the masjid. He passed by a cinema where a young person who was in the queue to buy a ticket shouted out, "Oh Maulana, a very good film is being shown today. Come and watch it, ma'adallah." Before other Islamic brothers could get emotional and do something, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Aliya said salam in a loud voice to that individual, approached that young person and politely made individual efforts on him and by saying, "Son, I do not watch films. But as you provided me with an invitation, I thought I would give you some invitation as well. A weekly sunnah inspiring ijtima in Gulzar-e-Habib Masjid will begin now, inshallah azawajal. I request you to attend this ijtima. If you cannot come now, then do come some other time." He then gave a bottle of itr as a gift. A few years later, Islamic brother with the Imam al-Sharif came to Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Ali and narrated, "Your Honor, a few years ago, a young person, ma'adallah, invited you to watch a film, and instead of getting angry, you presented an invitation towards righteousness in a very polite manner. That young person is me. I was very influenced with your good character, and one day I did attend the ijtima. I received your kind attention and Alhamdulillah, I repented from my sins and joined the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. My dear viewers of Madani channel, did you see the character of Amir al-Sunnah? He did not get upset with those words of invitation towards bad. Rather, he turned it towards an invitation towards righteousness in a very polite manner. See the impact of the words that came out of a pious person, that it changed the heart of the person who was going towards a sin. That person repented from the sins and presented himself in the court of Amir al-Sunnah, Alhamdulillah, and then joined the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we are listening to the ways in which we can adopt politeness. Remember, if you want to establish a Madani environment in our home, if you want to establish peace, and if you want to establish a religious Islamic Madani environment in our homes, then we, as one person, we need to be polite to others. And remember, our tongue, it can work in many ways. This tongue can be used to curse others. This tongue can be used to hurt others. Whereas the same tongue can be used to give dua to others. And the same tongue can be used to say polite words. The effect is going to be very different when you curse versus when you use polite words. People will start liking you more. People will start listening to you more. Right now we worry about, well, how come people are not listening to me? Why don't my own children listen to me? Why don't my own family members, my wife, my kids don't listen to me? Could it be that our words are too harsh for them? Could it be that we have forgotten how to adopt politeness in our own homes? That may very well be the reason. We need to do some self-assessment. We need to do some self-accountability to find out, is our words polite for others? We may think we are fine. We may think, our words are polite. But from someone else's perspective, whatever I am saying, is it polite? We need to self-assess ourselves and adopt politeness at home, outside, with friends, people we meet, and inshallah, you will see the impact of it. Remember, politeness is a very beautiful quality which causes a person to become merciful, prevents cruelty, stop arrogance, and instigate humility. A desolated house can become a beautiful palace due to politeness. In order to adopt politeness, it is necessary for us to soften our hearts, because the heart is the king of the human body. When this becomes soft, our character will automatically generate the quality of politeness. And how will our heart become soft? Let's listen to some of the points. Wake up from negligence. If you make a habit of doing zikr and recitation of durood at all times, by the blessing of this, our heart will soften. Otherwise, being neglectful from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could lead our hearts to become hard. And once this happens, it is hard to be polite to others. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, other than the remembrance of Allah, do not talk too much, because talking too much other than zikr of Allah is a reason as to why the heart becomes hard, and a person with a hard heart remains very far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second part is, announce a war against sins. Completely refrain from sins. In order to soften your heart, carry out good deeds. In order to be polite with others in abundance, try your utmost to refrain from even smaller sins. Big sins, inner sins, outer sins, every single type of sins. Therefore, in order to soften our heart, develop the divine fear within yourself. Remember the difficulties there are to come in the hereafter because of sins. Inshallah, the hardness of the heart will go away. Third, and which is very important, All of these points are very important, but this is very important. Learn how to forgive others. In order to soften your heart, make it a habit that whenever someone knowingly or unknowingly causes harm to you, instead for tit for tat, control your anger and forgive that person. And do keep this rule in mind, that water cleans away filth. Filth does not clean filth. If you try cleaning filth with filth, rather than getting clean, it will become filthier and more impure. Likewise, if someone knowingly misbehaves towards us, and as a reply, we do the same or even worse to them, then instead of calming things down, calming the situation down, it will get more intensified and it could lead to a fight and enmity. But if we had responded with politeness and loving behavior and forgive one another's mistake, then inshallah, the results will definitely be opposite. Another factor that could lead to politeness is good company. One of the ways to adopt politeness is to keep away from bad company and adopt the company of righteous people. Hakim ul-Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala states that as the iron becomes soft, it turns into weapon. Gold becomes soft and turns into jewelry. Clay becomes soft and turns into a field and garden. Flour becomes soft and turns into a food, a roti, which can be consumed easily. In the same way, the heart of a human that can turn soft then turns into a wali, a Sufi, an arif. The softness of the heart is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which can be gained through the company of pious people and their pure words. Another way to adopt politeness is to become a well-wisher of orphans and poor people. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala who narrates that one person came to the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and complained about his hard-heartedness. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked him, "Would you like to soften your heart?" He humbly said, "Yes." And the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Whenever an orphan comes to you, stroke his head and feed him from your food. Your heart will become soft and your needs will be fulfilled." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability, give us the tawfiq to be polite with our Muslim fellow Muslim brothers. Give us the ability and tawfiq to be polite in our household, to our family members. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman. Ameen bijahin nabiyin ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.